holes in there.
Rubbish room, right? Might as well.
Interesting. Oh, about opening up cars. I just checked out a bit there. Someone asked a few good horrors actually last week. Very good points, actually, what people have raised. One is, well, let's just get the right shape first of all. What was being last? Well, first of all, I forgot to mention also an important point. I hope we're all sitting down for this, actually. Someone's got an apple, and it's got a sticky label on it. Granny Smith. Can you peel that label off on Shabbos?
Of course you can.
You'd be a good rabbi, you know that.
Yeah.
You'd be a good rabbi. Can you peel that label off on Shabbos? Okay, that, let's make it a bit more complicated. Why are you allowed to, why is it must to peel that label off? Or, what could be a problem with peeling that off?
That's sticky. Taken off.
So is it career? It's not career passes, because first of all, it's they're a kilt, you know, it's going to throw away. What's more of an issue, I would have thought? That's the word.
What?
Is it a problem with Boira? Oh, now he's changed his mind, maybe.
It's not food.
Yeah, you're a good rabbi, you see, now he's changed his also good. Sorry, it's rubbish. This is an issue in China.
Not a mixture.
Oh, is it called a mixture?
It's not
made of beans. Well, I'm not so sure it's not a mixture.
It's not a mixture.
What?
It's
not
a mixture. You can't take one off a stick.
No, it's
just
two beans.
Stack on table, what do you mean? Stack on. Is a pea a mixture?
You've got a stack on a table here, so what's the sharp from the
bone? Yeah, that's true. It's like a very hosh, a big table with a small thing stack on. That's true, but a piece of food without a stack on. My side, I wrote that in my book, I forgot to look at it again now. The Oracle Shabbos actually is. It's Masubik about this actually. Perek Gimel, Son of Zion. Perek Gimel, that's Boira. Very interesting. So the Maestro himself, Korea, is no problem, Taki, yeah? Perek Gimel, Son of Zion. Very well, Son of Zion. So, first of all, sorry, he's talking about, first of all, here, he's talking about on a challah. He's talking about the one on the challah. Not baked into it, that's where you get them off in my
That's things on the
challah. Oh, so he says over here, Tavia, from the directors of Gabe Challah, also the Hasira. That's Taka also, he says.
No.
That one's also the Hasira Mishum Isaboira. That's also on a challah. On the challah, they do it here, they do have it, they do it here.
Let's do it.
What?
Let's do it.
That's whatever it does.
So they give themselves
Isaboira?
We'll
take the credits. You got a photo. You've got the best hash in the world, boy.
It's a colour. It's a colour. Why stick it on?
Where? On the bag or the
colour itself?
I'm quoting you, not only this year, says the Oracle Shabbos, after someone told me to do it based on a certain sefer, which I followed him. He told me to do it on the Oracle Shabbos. And we're doing that now. Now, the Oracle Shabbos, we are on the Shabbos. So we are with Beggars, I got with Chalot. Also, last year, it's a boy. A person may not take off because it's a boy. The Chiddush, actually, I must say, it's a Chiddush. Because since it's stuck very well, he told us that's called Mu'urim. You're right, a challah could be much better than a challah. An apple with this label could be better. It's Masubah, I can't find it now. Let's try and look for it next time. That could be better. An apple with a sticky label, that could be better. Could be less Mu'urim, possibly. Number one. Number two, last time we spoke about Barichas, with this thing about opening up these carpets on Shabbos. The wash an orange juice or apple juice, whatever it is. So we said, I've just checked out today, people with Mu'urim, good points actually, so I just want to make this clear again. Last week we said to open it up on its normal folds, the chayre is no problem with makar pasuk, not making a case because it's omed. Well, we said maybe it's not even omed that case, it's not omed to open up again, but let's forget about makar pasuk. It's a problem of to open a normal fold on a bottle is a kriyash tikkun.
You made a bottle of
carton. A normal carton of orange, I didn't bring it last time or two, I haven't got it here now. A normal carton of orange juice, let's say, the pointy ones, and you open up the flaps at top, so the mice say you make a nice tear, which is a crucial tickle, pastures, which the chore is problematic. So what we advised to do last time was to avoid all problems. I'm not saying it's unanimous, it's some say you can open some of these cartons, but the mice, the best way to open these cartons is to make a hole at the bottom. Now I was wondering about this, you make a hole at the bottom. So if you make a normal size hole at the bottom, you gain nothing. You made a Pesach again there. Oh, and you've done a Kriya, which is not a kilkul, it's a tickle actually. You've made that, you can get the contents out. So the Chayra, what you have to do is you have to make, I'm going to go prepare this illustration when we do a sickle on this. What you have to do is you have to make a hole in the bottom of the carton, like a little slit. That slit is useless, because you can't get all the juice out, it starts leaking.
That's the internal.
So what you've done is you've made the hole at the bottom useless, and now you can open that on top of the carton. Now you can even open that normal. Because that's not a critical tickle, the whole thing is useless.
Yeah, you get
What?
We're going to see a dry the bottom.
What jug there first? Sorry, I should make a practical demonstration. What you need is you have a carton of juice. You get yourself a little jug, an empty jug. Okay, so an empty jug, you make a little slit at the bottom, quite right, Tucker. At the bottom, you make a slit at the bottom, a very small slit, so the juice comes out. That is now, the cane's useless, really, because it's not got a hole as it is. And then you can open on top, you can either make a proper hole on top, or you can open the flaps like normal. If you make a hole on the top, you could also do that and start around, but there's a bit of a danger. If you make a proper hole on top, then you might have made the cave for a bit of time. So it's better to make a hole at the bottom, but no one's going to use that sort of thing. That's the best way to do it. So make a slight hole at the bottom, little cut at the bottom. I say again, you should not make a big size hole. If you make a big hole at the bottom, you gain nothing, because you made a creational tickle, maybe you made even a cave according to some people, because that hole was never meant to be made there, yeah? So you made a proper cave now.
Was it cave before you started?
It was a cave before you started, if you open it on the normal flap.
No, before they closed it together, in the manufacturing, it was a cave.
True. Now it's closed up.
Right.
So now, if you open it on the original flaps, then you
say... No, you make a hole, like you said, if you made a hole...
A new one.
Yeah.
And you made a cave. Now you made a cave. You made a new cave, because that hole was never meant to be there. So you made now a cave. If you reinstate the old place where it was meant to be, that's not called a cave. If you make a new hole, it could be you made a cave. If that's a guy that's going to engine out, but it's called a cave or not, you've got into problems. So the best thing to do is to make a small hole at the bottom, which is a slit, which makes the juice runs out, and then you can open the top.
Is there any cartons at all, any drinks, that's okay to use other cartons?
What, open it normally?
Yes.
We're looking for a header for this. The mice are divided. What I'm saying, the mice, some rub on and do allow. I say, I spoke to someone to put today.
What? Do allow what?
To allow, let's say, to put a straw straight through.
Last time we spoke about the cards. The you've got the twist.
Let's talk about, let's just go back to this card again. The normal twist. That hole has never been made before there. That hole has never been there. So the mice, you're bordering on yourself on a shy of making a new pest like an Acadian. No. Which is problematic according to Chazanish, because you've made the cave for a short time. Even they're going to empty all the contents out, that according to Chazanish is a problem. Others we said last time I make them. No. So the one problem is making the cave.
It takes 2 days to drink it.
Well, 2 days to drink it is what's called everyone that passes. Unless you say that's
going to empty out.
Unless you're going to empty out, it's not called a cave, you're going to empty out. You're not going to, yeah, if it's going to store, it's much worse.
You have to finish it at the meal or before the end of the shower?
Yeah. The best thing to do is to rip it. You don't want to rip it. This is the thing. You don't want to rip the cave. You want to open the orange juice like normal. You're relying on a number of cupboards. I'll tell you what you're relying on. You're relying on cupboard number one that you're not making a cave when you make the whole thing. Because since it's going to be emptied out, it's not called a cave, which is a chiddush in itself. And number two is a chiddush, is you're relying on the fact that you're not doing a creational tickle. You're not tearing in a beneficial way, which is also chiddush. That bit we couldn't work out why it's mutter. The cave one we got around, but we couldn't understand why it's not a creational tickle. Why, when you make this hole, it's not a beneficial tear, which is all right. This I'm waiting for someone to get back to. I just spoke to the Rob again today. He said, send me an email exactly why it's all right. I'm still waiting for this.
So why it's okay.
But it's right now. Until I know why, I can't understand why. What's a creational tickle?
It's in the physics of how water goes in, it needs to have air to go out. So if you make a hole on the bottom, nothing will go out yet.
If you, I don't want, don't try it when you go home, but if you make a hole in the bottom of the carton and put it in your trousers, you'll get wet. I'll tell you.
And if the water is covering the whole hole, nothing would come out.
Yeah, but it's not a hole on the
carton. What do you mean? I don't understand. You make a hole in the bottom of the carton.
Excuse me,
I'll tell you, try it. You're telling me if I make a hole at the bottom of a carton, not in my trousers, I won't get wet. I don't mind. You're paying for the dry cleaning. I'm happy to do it.
That's when the water breaks.
I don't believe nothing will leak out the bottom. Try it out, I'm telling you. I'd be very surprised if it's true what you say. I'm sorry to tell you. You're telling me I'll make a whole lot of nothing will come out.
Wednesday night, come in with the garden in the camera.
So try this one.
So good idea, Charles. I'm going to buy something. New topic tonight was, I think it's great popular with cartons. What I hope to do is, on Wednesday, it wasn't really planned, but so many people asked about bottles. We're going to speak about bottles on Wednesday. And then I think hopefully by the end of career, we're going to make a sickle on all these things to make sure we get it hopefully better so clear. This, tonight's very interesting share, and that is the shower is now someone's in the Besakise. This happens sometimes. Someone's in the Besakise, and he realises there's no toilet paper. No Shabbos toilet paper, yeah. No. He's got no toilet paper, he's got a problem. He's got toilet paper there, but the mice have got no Shabbos toilet paper. Now, this happens very often in moisters, very often. They've got, during the week, they've got these pulley systems, these ones that pull, they're all attached, and you pull it out and they tear very immediately to use toilet paper. So the mice, the person went to Bits of Kiss, he was hoping there'd be Shabbos toilet paper there. The mice, there wasn't. He's only got that toilet paper there. Or, in an old-fashioned way, in a normal house, the person's got a roll of toilet paper, yeah? And the mice, he realises he's forgotten to put the Shabbos one there. So obviously, if he can get toilet paper from outside, he's got no problem, and the whole shabbos doesn't start. We're obviously talking about a cave, but there's too many details where he can't do that. So the shabbos now, what do you do now? So you must realise, first of all, when the person gets toilet paper...
Not on the slip.
Sorry?
Not on the slip. Not where it's lit.
So when a person says toilet paper, let's turn over here. So Moshe says over here that this is a neat cut. This patch is an Ismail Toyo. This cut over here. This is a Kriya Shel Tikkun. Even if a person doesn't care how he cuts it, the Moshe, he doesn't mind, doesn't rip on the thing, he tears like this, that is also Pashtus, a Kriya Shel Tikkun. Sorry. You know, someone just told me this week, I must tell you something. In order to take a photo of someone, you have to get rishus. You know that? So no quest, no photos allowed to take. So,
you're lying at the moment.
I can't help that one. But anyone else, I can't help. The kids are... This is... What? So this is... besides Kriya Shel Tikkun, what you're doing over here, besides that, you've got a shy man. You cut along the dotted lines. That's also a chiddush. I must say, I find it a chiddush. He says in one of the swarim there, that's called Mahatik. Now, I find it clear that you're not really so mad whether it's how the cut is. You don't care whether it's cut with perforated line a bit more, a bit less. It doesn't make any difference to you. But my sir, whatever it is, cutting is a problem. So tear the toilet paper in a way that you cut it, the mice is a problem. It sounds either career or something for havoc. So you've got to see its problem. Who I did, we spoke about the washing these tissue papers. I'm not my Tesco one here, but some of the Tesco tissue sometimes they stay remain stuck together. Someone was explaining it last time, they found out what happens, I think it's to do with the blade. The blade in the machine and the cutter is a bit blunt, so it doesn't cut. So it doesn't help us much. The mice, when you pull it off that and you do a proper career, you are now doing a Kriya Shel Tikkun. You're making a perfect cut for yourself there, that you can use that paper. You don't want to have it stuck together, you want to have it loose. That is a Kriya Shel Tikkun that's not allowed to be done. So the question is now what to do. So if you haven't gone into the list, like you say, yet.
Yes, there's only when it's stuck together.
What?
In the middle of a nowhere, it's also crying.
In the middle of?
A nowhere. It's you're cutting.
So that's a shulchan aruch around. It's a shulchan aruch around, hog stuck like that. One sheet of paper is no up, but it might be a loch that's choyed with him. He holds, and many other possible to do with a shulchan aruch. Right, according to shulchan aruch around, and we start right beginning, the mice says, no, it's a one piece of paper you tear, it's no problem. But the mice have many, many achrayim that choyed with this. A loch that we go to Mishra Brua. Mishra Brua holds that that's a serious problem. He's choyed with mummy. He doesn't mention shulchan aruch, he's choyed with the shitter, and he says, the mice is a problem of career, even on a piece of paper like that. So what do you do? So the mice said, let's go kaseda. If before you've gone into the base, like you realise it's a problem, you've got a simulator, you have to find someone in the street who understands a bit of English, and you tell him that the mice have got a problem. Okay, now, ideally, you do it with their premise.
You've got time.
Ideally, 1 minute, before I say anything else, the first option is to box the tissues. I mean, a person got a box of tissues in the house, that's ideal. Again, if the box of tissues is not open, open this on Shabbos, this line over here on Shabbos is a serious problem of career. Yeah. And it could be making a cave. This hole has never been a hole before.
So you have the side.
So you rip it, yeah. So a box of tissues, you've got a box of tissues, you've got no problem, that's the best thing. Let's say you haven't got that available. So the mice, what you can do, you can ask a non-Jew, you go up to a non-Jew, you say in a very polite way, you've got no problem, it's there for visa. You say to me, you've got a problem. Oh, because ideally, the mice should do it from easy. Quite right. If you don't understand, you can do it in the street. You ask why you have to go that way around first.
Yeah, but
it's a question. I have to do it then. Mice, the apostle said, ideally, the chachila, you do it there from easy. Tell the goy, there from easy, very sorry, it's my Shabbos today. I've got no toilet paper. I can't cut toilet paper on Shabbos. So the goy says to you, yes, I'll cut before you want me to do it. You say yes, you've got a problem. You can't say yes. You can say it will be a help. And the mice, I don't know if I come back to your house in English, but the mice, you can ask the non-Jew to cut it for you, and wherever you are, after Shabbos, thank you very much, and a nice bottle of wine or something, yeah? That's what you should do. That's number one. If the goy doesn't cut the hindi, he says, I don't know what you mean, I mean, what should I do? So you have to be straight out. So the mice, here's a shadow couple of bris, quite right, Yaki would say, he's a shadow couple of bris over here. So if you've got no other aids, you can tell the non-Jew directly that I've got a little problem, I can't cut toilet paper, Shabbos is a problem, would you do me a favour, could you cut the toilet paper for me? That is another eight.
If there's no
non-Jew. Okay, well. You make the shit over in a minute. You make the shit over in a minute. It's got to go slowly this year. If you've got no Zonju available, now I must tell you, this eighter, I don't really understand it, but I've seen it brought down by the Poskim. One eighter that a Poskim bring down, I say, I'm not. Let me tell you what it is. What a person should do is he should use the toilet paper himself. First of all, he should use the toilet paper himself. Even though this roll is muksa, actually, yeah? This toilet paper is muksa. It's only meant to be used only as a roll, so it's really muksa. But because of Kavod Abrius, the person overrides the Isra of Moksha, so the person pulls the toilet paper down, he should do what he has to do, and then let it hang in the base of Kissy. Then, what he does is pull the chain, hopefully the force of water will sever the toilet paper one from the other. I feel sorry the person's coming in after you, but the Meister, that is, what can you do? The Meister, I haven't got a Meister of choice. That is really the ideal. If you're asking, what's the ideal to do, that is really the ideal situation. That person should use the base of the toilet paper that he used to do.
And that is no problem that you can.
That's a grommer. Grommer's much more paper. I'm not going to say that there's a lot of materials with grommer. This is option number one, but there's no non-Jew available. The next option is to use it, put it in the base of kissing. I mean, the person's used what he's done, put it in the base of kissing, you can let a bit more roll on down, obviously, and then he flushes the chain, and hopefully the chain will cut off the water, the force of water. I didn't try it out, but the mice is very stubborn, this, the water is very thin, this toilet paper. It's very stubborn that the force of water that comes down it will knock it off, that mice will come off.
Can you hold it? Can you hold it? Yeah.
I would do it in the ship if you can. If you can avoid holding it directly.
Yeah, if you're not moving it, it's going to be quite long term.
Well, I don't know if I'm not sure, but the water just makes it very, very wet. Hold it with the ship. You hold it there with that. Yeah, that a person can do. That's another option. That's an option. I say the mice are often it's not trapped in the yeshiva or in a big moisture, for example. And that's not very attractive, I don't think. Even in a house, I don't know how, it's not, I mean, it depends who's got in the house, it's not so easy. But this is option number one. If a person can do this, this is the best option you've got no non-Jew. The other option is, in another case like this, what Rashi is saying over here, is that one has to rely on the fact that one can tear it kalahayat. One tears it with a sheath. A shimmy can be in another way. The moshe could do like this. Let's see, put the rope through it like this. One. And it'll take you a long time to make sure you start early with it, yeah?
It'll take you a long time to do,
but that is another way to do it. You do it with derech shinri.
Or you can only do that when you need it, or Friday night for Shabbos morning.
No, whatever Steve on Shabbos is supposed to use. So if you need it for Shabbos, so another person you can do is you do it on the floor, and you just kick it, right? And then you make it all over the place. I mean, you don't have to kick it on Shabbos, but... You just, everyone understands what I'm saying. You just move it around, and that way you've torn...
I've not forgotten 34 years ago.
What?
I haven't forgotten 34 years ago.
Baruch Hashem, make sure your Shabbos are careful. Make sure it happens sometimes. No, it can happen. I tell you, someone told me he was once in the yeshiva. The mice they cut things in toilet paper. But what happened was, it was a diarrhea. People had a
bug. Hey, by the way, there's air magic. You can go to the neighbour.
Yeah, okay. Another eight, so another eight. I'm saying someone told us the bug in the yeshiva, the mice, he was got much more trouble than he needed. The mice, then you realize on Shabbos there was a big problem, or Yom Tov was a big problem, the same Shabbos, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're going to have a big problem in that case. So that is another eight. So again, eight number one is to cut it before Shabbos. That's eight number one. If you haven't done that, then the next thing to do is to ask him not to, the next thing is to ask him not to do derech mizah. I'm just asking why don't you do derech mizah? That's a good point. But the Meister possibly say, first we do derech mizah. If you can't do derech mizah, you can ask him straight out. If you haven't got a non-Jew available, the next thing to do is to tear it kalachayah. The person should tear it in an abnormal way. You do it with your elbows, you do it with your feet, any way you are, and you don't care how you cut it. It doesn't make a difference how you cut it. It means you shouldn't be able to cut on a perforated line, yeah? You should ideally just cut it wherever it cuts, and then a person can use it. And the chayra, you can prepare what you need, however you need for the whole of Shabbos, the chayra, you can tear in one go, yeah? You don't have to wait till the last minute to do it. You can wear whatever's needed for Shabbos is allowed to be done in that way. Okay, that makes sense.
I heard the shaykh, he can't give a reason. Thank you.